Leading the news today, the Defence Force has been blamed for starting the largest fire in the Blue Mountains. Rural Fire Service investigators say an explosion during ordnance training at Merangaroo sparked the state mine fire at Lithgow. The Defence Department says it'll fully cooperate with authorities and is conducting its own investigation. New South Wales residents in fire-affected areas are being warned not to become complacent. All the major fires have now been downgraded to a watch and act alert. Fire crews spent the night backburning ahead of more strong winds predicted for later today. Meanwhile, police have caught 2 8-year-old boys trying to start a fire in the Hunter region. Mining magnate Andrew Forrest says Indigenous employment training programs are not working and an entirely different approach is needed. Mr Forrest will chair his first meeting today as head of the government's review into the programs. He'll report back in April. Prince George has been christened at a private service at St James Palace in London. The third in line to the British throne was baptised by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Just 22 guests attended the service, including senior royals, four members of the Middleton family and the seven godparents. New research indicates the safe sex message is not getting through to young Australians. A study by the Burnett Institute has found high rates of chlamydia in girls aged between 12 and 15. The research also shows 1 in 20 young Australians have chlamydia and many go untreated.